So the Lions did make a move, and Kang, now I'm upset that I didn't do the shoot the boot thing yesterday, because I would have gotten some credibility out of that. So it was that close to shooting the boot that they were going to sign a quarterback for this week. And they went out and they signed a quarterback for this week. The question is this quarterback going to be here longer term than just the 1 week? And the quarterback in question is Jake Fromm, who formerly played with the, Georgia, and has played with the Washington Commanders and some other teams. But he's not exactly a prospect quarterback. He's been in the league for a while here, drafted in 2020, fifth round pick, and has thrown a total of 60 passes in his career. They all came in the same season in 2021 when he was with the Giants, which, by the way, is more passes than Nate Sudfeld has thrown in his entire career. This guy did it in three games.
You think Nate's nervous?
I don't think I think somebody had a great text late in the show yesterday. I was so glad they put it in there. And because I had said last week that I felt bad because we were kind of piling on Nate Sudfeld on Friday.
He's a big boy.
Exactly. But I felt bad because, you know, there's some other circumstances going in there. And that, you know, I don't expect him to look fantastic, but we thought that maybe he was going to look a little better than what he, maybe a lot better than what he did. But then somebody brought it more perspective in there and said, keep in mind, guys, he's coming off an injury too. He was gone for the whole offseason. And this is his first action getting back into it. Maybe it is going to look a little slower. And I take a step back, grant some grace there, and say, fair enough. Okay. Do I expect Jake Fromm will overtake Nate Sudfeld? Absolutely not.
Well,
I do not.
Both of them are not going to be on the roster, right? Unless they keep three quarterbacks.
They'll keep three quarterbacks, and Nate Sudfeld will be on the roster.
You think it's going to be Nate?
Yeah. I think that they needed to get another body in there this week.
Because
it doesn't look like Hooker is going to be able to practice a ton this week. Maybe he returns for by Friday.
And you're not playing golf.
Yeah, and you're leaving town. So it's, I don't think that they plan on playing Hendon Hooker this week. And you don't want to play Jared Goff. So you sign a guy like Jake Fromm. And I don't even know how much playing time Jake Fromm's going to get. Imagine it's going to be Nate Sudfeld for three quarters.
Ooh, I can't wait to watch that game on Saturday.
It probably should be Sudfeld for four quarters if you can, because if you want to get a look at some receivers, yeah, you don't want Fromm throwing passes out there, because if Fromm's in the game, hand off the ball. You want Sudfeld out there for a couple reasons. One, hopefully Sudfeld gets better, right? Because that was terrible what we saw last week. And two is, like I just mentioned, you want the receivers to get some work with a quarterback they've already seen in practice. They both know the playbook. Everyone, Campbell's dying for somebody to step up. So I think that's what the plan is, and Fromm is there in case you got to play another quarterback.
The receivers might disagree with you, though. The receivers might be like, listen, dude, he's screwing us. We're trying to make a team, and we got to deal with Nate Sudfeld. Give me Fromm, okay? But I hear, listen, it's going to be a tough game to watch on Saturday. Tough game to watch. And by the way, which makes it even more preposterous that Campbell's like, well, I might play my starters, because let me get this straight. You're going to play what? Amon-Ra St. Brown with Nate Sudfeld? That's not going to happen. Jameson Williams with Nate Sudfeld? No, Jamo would kill him because he couldn't hit him in stride. So I think it's going to be just a preseason game that we have to suffer through, kind of like the first one in New Jersey. But
I still enjoyed watching the game on Thursday. Well, only because there were players I wanted to see, and I wanted to see what they were going to look like. And particularly was James Houston was the guy I was looking for. Broderick Martin. The fact that they actually played Rakestraw and Arnold in that game was kind of cool. We got to see those guys play.
I felt bad for Donovan Peoples-Jones. He was getting reps in the fourth quarter.
This is the thing. This is what Campbell, and then Campbell comes out yesterday and says he's dying to see some. Yeah, somebody step up. And he talked how DPJ actually is one of those players that has stepped up since that game, that he's been better in practice, and he needs to be. Their problems with receiver, if you want to look at it as a problem, might be solved simply if DPJ is good.
Well, he was their only trade deadline chip, remember? Like, everybody wanted Chase Young. Everybody wanted some defensive ends or defensive linemen to go in and kill a quarterback, and Brad Holmes brought you DPJ. And who knows? If he doesn't make the team, that's something else. I do think we focus on the third receiver, and fans might even freak out about the third receiver. But damn it, this offense is going to be so good. When they open up week one Sunday Night Football against the Rams, they're going to score 30 points like they always do, it seems like. And we're not going to be worrying about the third receiver.
Now, I'm not terribly concerned. I mean, again, everything, and this is the same case with probably 31 of the teams in the league.
Yeah, of course.
And maybe it's 30 teams in the league. If you keep your quarterback healthy, you've got a chance.
Yes.
Right? And with the Lions, we know how good this offense is if Jared Goff is upright. If Jared Goff's upright, we're good. If you chop off one of those receivers, let's say that, you know, God forbid, St. Brown gets hurt, right? Is the offense going to be as effective? No. But they also are able to, because they have an offense that isn't dependent on just one receiver, that they can get by for a little bit if they had to. All right, they do. They would still have Jamison Williams and other guys that you're going to throw to that aren't going to be Amon-Ra St. Brown, but maybe now you start shifting those targets to more to Sam Laporta or more to Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield or more to maybe Sione Vaki becomes more of an issue. I mean, they'll have ways to compensate for that if one of the receivers gets hurt, if one of the running backs gets hurt. If your tight end gets hurt, maybe that might be the biggest blow to the non-quarterback thing because you know you're dropping from Sam Laporta down to Brock Wright. As much as like Brock Wright, he's not Sam Laporta. You know, then that's different. But then you're counting everybody else to compensate for that. But the quarterback situation is totally different. But it's the same case for every team in the league, basically.
You want some quick ticket text on this, Gator?
Yes.
I know you do. Here we go. I'm the opposite. I'm actually more confident than ever before. We're loaded everywhere on all levels. I know the teams in the division are going to be good, but that doesn't change the fact that this team is going to be great. I like that. Juju Smith-Schuster, Hunter Renfrow, they're options. Or maybe they trade a fifth and a sixth to a team who has a log jam at wide receiver. Here's another one. Jeff, the Lions are not in capital.
Okay.
So you can tell they're serious. Cast,
yeah.
Yes. The Lions are not going to win the division. The other teams in the division look better on offense, and we have a big weakness in our defensive coordinator.
Do you think that the Vikings look better in offense? Do you think that the Bears look better in offense? I think they both have potential down the road.
No, you know what's
they're
happening?
They're going to be high powered, but right now I wouldn't say they're better.
No, you're dead on. Even the Packers, I do think you take for granted what you have and what you watched last season. You realize the Lions were the second, the third best offense in football. They averaged right around 30 points a game on most games when they weren't in Baltimore or where they weren't in Chicago. And by the way, they only got three outdoor games this year, so that bodes well for them. But I think people forgot how good this offense is. Because why? Goff isn't a gunslinger. Because why? The names aren't, what, household, even though a couple of them won all pro? Like, I kind of feel it's a tad insulting to say, oh, the Packers or the Vikings or the Bears offense is so much better than the Lions.
I think it is insulting. I'll agree with that. And I'll tack this on, too. When you look at the Packers and somebody mentioned they added, you know, Josh Jacobs to the team, and Josh Jacobs can be a really good running back. He's played in the league for 5 years. Two of those years was really good. 4.8 a carry and 4.9 a carry. 4.9 was as recent as 2022, and he ran for 1,600 yards and 12 touchdowns. That's really good. The other 3 years, he averaged 3.9, 4.0, and last year 3.5 a game. So it's not like you're getting Christian McCaffrey there.
Right. And exactly.
And they're losing Aaron Jones.
Off, I mean, running back. I agree. Who was really good when he was healthy.
Yeah. Aaron Jones, you could argue, was more productive than Josh Jacobs. So I'm not sure if it's an upgrade. I mean, I like Josh Jacobs as a running back, but I'm just not sold that that's going to be the piece that says that offense is better than the Lions offense. I like their receivers, but as good as Christian Watson is or Jaden Reed or Romeo Dobbs, are any of those guys as good as Amon-Ra St. Brown?
No. I mean, they're different,
Well, they're different players, yeah, but they're not as good. Are any of those guys as explosive as Jamison Williams?
No.
And their tight ends, you know, they spent two picks last year in the draft on tight ends. They're good. Luke Musgrave is good. Tucker Kraft, sure. But is it Sam Laporta?
No. I mean, these are guys and teams trying to catch up to the Lions offensively. Now, where they got the Lions beat probably is defensively, because unlike you, I don't trust the secondary until I see it. Like, I am very uncomfortable with a couple of rookies. playing such big moments and big minutes in the NFL, because usually it takes a corner a little bit of time to get going. I'm very concerned about Carlton Davis because I think his most physical years are behind him. I look at the defensive line. I'm like, well, Marcus Davenport, will he stay healthy? DJ Reader is already injured. So I worry about the injuries and the availability on the defense. But offensively, they could be the best offense in football. Hell, the Niners are losing Brandon Ayuk. I think that's pretty obvious, pretty apparent.
Well, they're trying to re-sign him now, so
we'll see. That's going to happen.
I think they've been trying Gator for a long time. And
right. Okay, what I'm saying, though,
way,
is that the Lions are right up there with the Niners anyway. Niners are the best offense in football, or at least the NFC. Wouldn't you say the Lions are number two?
I think the Niners are the best roster in football.
So I'm just saying, I think offensively the Lions are really good.
248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.